the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. New Jersey has officially hit the pause button on an offshore wind energy project that is controversial because it's been facing a major supply problem.
On Wednesday, the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities granted a pause to Leading Light Wind on its project to build up to 100 turbines around 40 miles off the coast of Long Beach Island. Developers are struggling to find someone to manufacture blades for the turbines. State officials say the pause will allow the developer to find a suitable wind turbine supplier. The pause will last through December 20th. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Surfers and fishermen do not need a beach badge to enter the water, but can they be on the beach? Viral video of Bellmawr police arresting a surfer for refusing to show his tag brought new attention to the issue. Legislation is now pending in Trenton that would clarify the law and allow free access to the water and the beach to surfers and fishermen along the entire New Jersey coastline. Countless New Jersey families are struggling to keep up with rental costs. Officials are trying to get a better handle on the cause of the crisis and to try and find ways out of it.
Carl Gershenson with the Eviction Lab at Princeton University says the root of the issue is affordability. Renters' income has increased by 5% since the year 2000. Meanwhile, rents have gone up by more than 23%.
We need to ensure that there is sufficient housing supply to meet the very large amount of housing demand that exists in New Jersey.
Profits aren't the only driver of increased rent. David Brogan with the New Jersey Apartment Association says there are significant costs related to owning and operating apartment buildings.
If we can put more resources toward housing and eliminate some of the barriers at the local level, I think you'll see more development going forward.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey, 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We've got some patchy fog and drizzle over New Jersey this morning. There is a more sizable batch of rain over Pennsylvania that may clip the northwestern corner of the state later today. So it's going to be unsettled with a few showers and even a thunderstorm throughout the day, especially north and west. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, warm and humid today, 75 to 80 degrees. We'll continue the chance of a shower tonight. Lows only dip into the upper 60s. Cloudy skies tomorrow, and here comes the remnants of Hurricane Helene with a broken line of rain lifting from southern into central New Jersey tomorrow. Highs lower to mid-70s. We'll see additional showers over the weekend, too. New Jersey weather made possible by Jobs for Blue, with over 120 police agencies in their network. Jobs for Blue is the undisputed leader of New Jersey's side job scheduling. Ease of use and fast, accurate billing make Jobs for Blue the go-to provider for police and vendors alike. Join the network at jobsforblue.com.
Clark is 65, Middletown 67, Atlantic City 70. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.